Well, turn to the book of Micah, the 7th chapter, page 951 in your Scofield Bible. Micah chapter 7, page 951. We'll be reading verses 7 through 10. We'll read the verses responsively. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. Let's pray. Father, very unique is our privilege this morning. This is truly a wonderful church, an example church, a church like no other church. We're thankful to be a part of it. Thank you for these who've been so faithful and loyal through the years. Thank you for those who visit with us today. We pray that visitor and member alike will be helped and challenged and blessed by thy word as it's preached. Give our attention, please, to thy word, to our preacher. Help our hearts to be melded together as one. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
This morning I want you to feel that you and I are in my office together. I'm talking to you personally. I am going to be very, very pastoral today. By the way, you're too warm. Raise your hand if you're warm. Let's knock it down a couple, Brother Randy, if you would, please. I'm going to be very, very pastoral this morning, and I need you to listen. And by the way, you need to listen, too. I'm speaking this morning on the text. My title and my text are the same, Micah 7:8, which says, When I fall, I shall rise again. When I fall, I shall rise again. In 50 years of pastoring, and I lie not, in 50 years of pastoring, I have never had as many people who need this sermon as who need it this morning. I, without any reservation, you see, this is a huge monster of a church, and you know one little segment of it. You have a little group that you fellowship with, but you don't know most of the people here. And you know of a heartache or a heartbreak. For everyone you know, I know of a dozen or 20. And every once in a while somebody writes to me and says, Brother Hiles, please slow down. We need you for years to come. Now when can I see you? You don't slow down. I'll have to go till I fall over. Because when people have heavy needs, they come to see me. That's all. My counseling load is now, and I can't get to everybody right now. I can't get to everybody right now that has marital problems. I'm talking about divorce pending. I just can't do it. I'm only one man. I try to, but so I need this morning you to listen to me carefully, because what I say to you this morning will do as much to you as a dozen counseling sessions if you listen to me carefully. I've never had a time in my ministry when as many people need this sermon, When I fall, I shall rise again. So I want us to be in my office together. I want you to let me talk to you, and I can give you something in this sermon this morning that'll do you more good than an hour in my office if you listen to me carefully. I want you to take your Bibles, please, before I pray, and I want you to turn back to the book of Micah, chapter 7. I'm going to reread those and show you the the I wills and I shalls in these three verses. Micah chapter 7. Now look at me. Before I read, Micah, look at me. Micah was down. He'd fallen. Now I'll explain what that word fallen means in a few minutes. But Micah is down. And he's talking about what he's going to do. Look at verse 7 of Micah 7. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. First I will. I will look. Then I will wait. That's the second I will. I will wait. Then he says, for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. Now get this. He said, I will fall. I wish you'd get that indifferent look off your face. And I wish you'd let me help you this morning. I see some young people been in deep trouble, not even listening to what I'm saying right now. And you're going to wreck your life if you don't listen. Somebody got more sense than you have now. He said, I will fall. He said, I will look, verse 7. I will wait, verse 7. And then verse 8, when I fall, I will fall. Didn't say I may fall, I will fall. I shall arise. There it is again. I will look, I will wait, I will fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear. There it is again. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold. Now, look in verse 7. I will look. Verse 8. Verse 7. I will wait. Verse 8. I will fall. Verse 8. I shall arise. I will arise. Verse 9. I will bear. Verse 9, the last line. I will or shall behold his righteousness. Now, I want you to close your Bibles. I want you to sit up straight, and I want to talk to you. Now, listen to me carefully. I sometimes feel like I'll just quit the ministry because you don't pay attention anyway. Now, let me tell you something. You hear me carefully. What goes across this pulpit is necessary for your life, and it's life and it's death. Now, you get your mind off your date and your boyfriend and the ball game and Chicago Bulls for a while, and you get your mind on the eternal truth of the Almighty God. You listen carefully. Father, bless me as I speak. Please, that's all I ask you to do. Bless me as I speak so I can help my people this morning. Amen. I will make it very plain. I'm not talking to you. Because there are 25 views in this service. Whatever I say this morning about a condition that might be prevalent, I'm not talking about yours. I'm not bypassing yours either, but I'm not talking about yours. Somebody's going to say, he's preaching right to me. The truth is, there are 25 others in the same... Listen to me, young ladies. Listen to me. I'm preaching to you. There are 25 others in the same shape that you're in, or more than that, maybe, this morning. So listen to me carefully. Let me first define... Let me first define the word fall. This is very important. First thing we think about is somebody's fallen into sin. Now that is included in this passage, but that is not all that's included in this passage. What it means is, when I am down, it says, when I fall, I shall rise again. Now what it's saying is, when I'm down, I'll get up. Now that'd be a wonderful life statement for you. When I'm down, I'll get up. I'll get up. The devil may get me down, but he won't keep me down. Adversity may get me down, but won't keep me down. I shall rise. When I fall, I shall rise again. Now the word fall. It means in the Bible, those that fall into sin. But it means more than that. It means those that fall by making some mistake. When I make a mistake. It means those that have a heartache or a heartbreak. You are down. Doesn't mean that you've fallen into sin. Any reason you're down. And I'm talking to a couple of 3,000 people this morning in this room. You're down today, and you need what I'm going to give you this morning. It means those that are down because of sin, a mistake, a heartbreak, or a failure. Maybe a business failure. Maybe a parent who's failed. Maybe a spouse who's failed. He's talking about that. When I shall fall, when I'm down. It also means when I quit. There's some people that are down this morning because you quit. It's talking about that down. Or it's talking about bereavement. Some loved one's been taken. Empty place at the table. Somebody that you love with all your heart. They're no longer here. Bereavement. He's talking about when you're attacked and knocked down. Somebody attacks you, falsely accuses you, and you're knocked down. He's talking about when you're discouraged. So here's what he's saying. Look at me. He's saying, when I sin, I shall rise again. When I make a mistake, I shall rise again. Or when I have a heartbreak, I shall rise again. Or when I make a failure, because I'm a failure, I shall rise again. Or when I quit, I shall rise again. Or when I am bereaved, I shall rise again. Or when I am attacked, I shall rise again. Or when I am discouraged, I shall rise again. Turn me down just a tad, please. When I am discouraged, I shall rise again. What he's saying here, turn me down just a bit, please. I don't know what you're doing. Okay, good. What he's saying is, when I get down, I will get back up. That's what he's saying. Now, you're down this morning. Okay, then get back up. You say, how? That's what the sermon's all about this morning. You know, every great man in the Bible got down. It happened to Noah. Noah sinned and got down, but he got back up. Paul made a mistake when he took a Jewish vow he shouldn't have taken, but he got back up. David had a heartache when Absalom, his son, rebelled against him, but he got back up. Jeremiah quit, but he got back up. Elijah got discouraged, but he got back up. Joseph was attacked, but he got back up. Hosea had a heartbreak, but he got back up. Job had a heartbreak and tragedy, but he got back up. Ezekiel had a bereavement when he lost his wife to death, but he got back up. Now let me introduce you this morning to an expert. I'm not talking about some little guy that's on television, a second-class two-bit psychiatrist, telling everybody stuff he doesn't know, he doesn't even know the Word of God, because wisdom begins right there in that book. I'm talking about an expert this morning. I'm talking about somebody that knows the subject. If you're down this morning, let me take you to an expert who got down, who got back up, and let me take you step by step through the way that he got back up. In these matters of I will. First place, he says, listen carefully, I will fall. That seems like a futile statement. I will fall. Micah said, I will fall. And by the way, so will you. The day is going to come. You say, "Well, are you saying I'm going to go out to a tavern and get drunk?" No, I'm saying that you will fall in the sense that you are going to be down someday. It may be sin. It may be a mistake. It may be a heartbreak. It may be a heartache. It may be a failure. It may be quitting. It may be bereavement. It may be being attacked and knocked down or slandered. It may be discouragement, but I guarantee you, there's not one single person anywhere in this room that is not going to fall into one of these conditions. I promise you that. Let me tell you how it'll happen. This is the most important thing I'm going to say. It'll happen on a sunshiny day. All will be well. Your marriage is happy. Your family is in good health. Financially, you're in decent shape. Everything is smooth and comfortable. And then suddenly, on a sunshiny day, suddenly, listen to me, look at me, suddenly it happens. Maybe a car accident. Maybe an illness. Maybe a phone call. Maybe an attack on your character. Maybe a child breaks your heart. Maybe a doctor's report. Now you listen to me. It may not have happened yet, but it is going to happen. Listen to me. It is going to happen. Every single person in this room, from the farthest corner up there, the farthest corner here, and across this great platform, every single person in this room is going one of these days to get down. Now, what you'll do is you'll despair, or you'll quit, or you'll commit suicide, or you'll go into sin, or something like that, what you need to do is listen to what this man's going to say from this book this morning and get ready for the day when the inevitable downtime comes. I will fall, he said. By the way, when that time comes, we're going to find out what you're made of. When all of a sudden the sun is shining brightly and everything is right and your marriage is in good shape as far as you know and you're happy and your family is all well and everything is on top side and you've heard about people that have had these... Hey, if you don't believe it, you asked Trina Staten. You ask anyone, you ask David Hammers. You ask any one of these people who've been through trials and heartaches lately. I mean, they were topside. Everything's fine. The sun is shining. It's noontime. Everything is right. But that's when it's going to happen. And all of a sudden, it'll hit you like a bolt of lightning. And all of a sudden, the clouds will come and you'll get down. I will fall, he said. Secondly, by the way, I said a while ago, when that happens, we're going to find out what you're made of. Anybody can serve the Lord. Anybody can keep on going when it's sunshiny and bright. Let me find out what you're going to have when the clouds come and the storms come. Let me find out what you're going to do beside the casket. Let me find out what you're going to do when the doctor says it's cancer. Let me find out what you're going to do when you face the heartbreak of the heartache of your life. Now, that's when the real you is going to be shown. By the way, it'll make or break you, and the fire will either purify you or destroy you. Number one, I will fall. Number two, when I fall, I will look. Don't read one of these books on quick, get rich quick. Don't read one of these books on, and don't turn on Robert Shuler's program and watch his latest skirt and dress. I'm saying, when you fall, I'm talking about in the sand. I'm talking about a mistake. I'm talking about a heartbreak. I'm talking about a heartache. When you fall, I will look to the Lord, he said. By the way, in those days, no one else can help you. They can pat you on the back, but they can't help you. They can encourage you, but they can't help you. They can give you a gift of some kind, but they can't help you. No one can lift you. No one can understand you. But I've got good news for you. There's a God in heaven who understands. So when you fall, I'm talking about sin. I'm talking about bereavement. I'm talking about whatever brings you down. I'm talking about attack. I'm talking about a child breaking your heart. I don't care what it is. When you are down, number one, I will look to the Lord. Number two, I will wait. Now, wait a minute. It doesn't say I may wait. I will wait. You see, the sun will rise again. Listen to what? The sun will rise again. You say, Brother House, my life is gone. The sun will rise again. I will wait. The clouds will leave again. The load will lift again. The scars will remain, and you will never stop hurting, but you must keep going. Don't change a thing. Keep on to teach Sunday school class. Teach it. Have a bus route. Keep it. I will wait, he says. He says, I'll keep going. When I fall, and again, I'm talking about all kinds of falling. I fall because of discouragement. I'm down because of loneliness. I'm down because of a loved one who has been taken. I'm down because of an illness. I'm down because of a heartache. I'm down because of a heartbreak. I don't care why you're down. You will be down. But when you get down, say, I will look to him and I will wait for him to make the sun shine again. Number three. Or number four. One, I will fall. Two, I will look. I'm talking to you in my office now. We're talking alone together. I'm saying, you're going to fall. If you're there this morning and you have fallen and you are down, number one, you look to the Lord. Number two, you wait on the Lord. Number three, I will fall. I will look. I will wait. Listen to this. I will bear. I'll bear up. What he's saying is this. I've fallen, or when I fall, and I will fall, I will look to the Lord. I will wait upon the Lord. And then he said, if I've sinned, I'll bear my punishment like a big boy. If I've been expelled from school, I will take my expulsion like a big boy. I won't blame my principal. I won't blame my teacher. I won't blame my president. I won't blame anybody. I'll blame myself. And whatever punishment is due me, I will bear that punishment. That isn't all. If it's not punishment for sin, if it's a heartache, a heartbreak, a serious illness, the death of a family, look at me carefully. Take it. Take it. Just take it. Well, I've often told you I won't go into that. But just take it. After a while, the devil's going to get punched drunk. His arm's going to get heavy. Now, listen carefully to me. Anybody in this room can make it if you'll take it. Hear me again. I don't care what your burden is, what your sin is, what your heartache is, what brought you down. I promise you, if you will take it, bless God, you can make it. Micah said, I will fall, but I will look, and I will wait, and I will bear. I'll endure it, he said. I'll make it, he said. I'll hang in there, he said. I'll others have, and I will too. Now you listen to me carefully. You don't have some 25-year-old preacher here who's preaching some sermons that he got out of Spurgeon's Book of Sermons. You don't have some young fellow here who hasn't tasted the fires of life. I know what I'm talking about. And I've got news for you, brother. If you, when you fall, and you will fall. When you're down, and you will get down. You'll get to the bottom someday, and you'll say, I don't know what to do. I'm telling you what to do. Look to him, and wait on him, and take it like a little man. I will fall. I will look when I fall. I will wait for vindication. And I will bear it. You know what we need? We need some tough people. We need some people who can take it. I'm just falling apart. Well, stick yourself back together. Well, I just can't take it. Yes, you can take it. You look square in the eyeball of your enemy, which is maybe death, it may be sin, it may be disease, it may be heartbreak, it may be heartache, but you look that enemy in the eyeball and say, buddy, when you're gone, I'll still be here. And when you're down, I'll get back up. You'll not get me. You may knock me down, but you won't keep me down. You may put me down, but you won't keep me down. I'm getting back up. That's what the man said. I shall fall, but I shall look. I shall wait. I shall bear. And then he said, I shall rise. I didn't say when he's going to rise. He didn't say I may rise. Micah said, whenever I fall, I'm going to look to him, wait on him, I'm going to bear it and take it. And he said, take notes on this one. I shall rise. You say, Brother Hiles, that seems sort of cocky to me. Not if you got, I can do all things through Christ in the Bible. Not if you got, we're more than conquerors, men that loved us in the Bible. Now you look square in the eye at providence, and you look square in the eye at your circumstances, and you look square in the eye at your heartache, and you look square in the eye at your burden, and you look square in the eye at your illness, and you look square in the eye at your bereavement and your sorrow, and you say to it, I'm down, but I'll look to him, I'll wait on him, I'll take it like a man, and I am going to get back up again. "Hey, you, my enemies," he said. "Don't rejoice too much. You'll see me get up." I've said this so often. My funeral has been announced so many times. But I broke it up because the corpse didn't show up. You can't have a funeral without a corpse. Now listen to me. Look. Do you know that the same material I'm made out of, you're made out of? Look at me. Wake up on the front. I'm preaching to you. Wake up. Good night. God's word is being preached here. Whatever I can do, you can do. My Bible says there's no temptation taking us, but such is common to all men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above the able, and will with temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. I said you can take it. And you keep on taking it. One time the devil's going to go next door and talk to somebody else, and you can get back up again. Micah said, people say, "Where is your Lord?" He said, "You'll see. You'll see." He said, "You folks laugh at me now. Enjoy your party." You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of that story in Revelation. It's going to happen during the tribulation period. When Elijah and Enoch come back and preach again, and they're going to be killed, and the television cameras are going to be on them, and the whole world will see Elijah and Enoch lying on the streets, dead, and there's going to be parties. Everybody's going to rejoice. Those two Baptist preachers are dead. And the Bible says right in the middle of their rejoicing, they're going to get up and live again and rise from the dead again. You talk about a broken party. You talk about a party busted. Bless God, you bust the parties that your enemies are planning to have over you. Get up, rise again. When I'm down, I shall rise again. I may have sinned, he said, but I shall rise. I may have fallen, he said, but I shall rise. I may have lost, but I shall rise. I may have made a mistake, but I shall rise. I may have been knocked down, but I shall rise. I may have failed, but I shall rise. I may have even quit, but I shall rise. I may have a broken heart, but I shall rise. I may have been forsaken, but I shall rise. I may be discouraged, but I shall rise. I may have lost a loved one, but I shall rise. I may have been attacked, but I shall rise. I may have been expelled, but I shall rise. I may have a broken heart, but I shall rise. What he's saying is, whatever brings you down, look to him, wait on him, take it like a man and rise again. If you're today at the bottom, you're down. Now, again, I'm not talking about what brought you down. If it's sin, I'm talking to you. If you've been wrongly treated, I'm talking to you. If you're guilty or innocent, I don't care why you're down there. If you're down there, buck up. Buck up and say, "I will look. I will wait. I will bear. And I will rise." Some of you Hiles Anderson students have messed up in college. And you're down. And you ought to be down. But be a man and take your punishment and come back and rise again. Some of you folks have gone into sin. And you've ruined parts of your life, and you wrecked somebody else's life. Okay, you can't do a single thing about it. Claim the blood of Jesus, clean up your act, and get up and rise again. You may not be what you could have been, but you can dead sure rise above what you are now. Your enemies are watching. They want to know if this thing, Christianity, is real. The ones who need you are watching. Did you know that if you quit your bus route when you fall or get down, did you know that somebody is going to fall with you and be down with you? They're watching you. Those who need you are watching. The unsaved are watching. Is it real? Now listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Reality of salvation in the Christian life doesn't mean you'll never fall. It means you'll never stay down. My little children, 1 John 2:1, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. If any man sin, he's talking to Christian people, God's children. I'm saying, we're not going to always be perfect. We're not going to always stay up. We're going to fall sometime and sometime get discouraged. But bless God, you don't have to stay down. Get up. Then this morning, if you've not been there yet, you will. I've said this often. I remember the day that Don Boyd's daughter, Trina, sat in the senior class here that night. And I sat right here, and I looked at that little class, and I thought, they're so innocent. They've not faced the complexities of life yet. And I wondered which one of those young ladies will be forsaken by her husband. I wonder which one of those young ladies will have a child that's afflicted. Let me use an illustration. I want to use somebody, and she'll be shocked when I call her name. Mrs. Jad Terrebonne. Mrs. Jad Terrebonne. Years ago, she was a student in Howells Anderson College. Sat down here on this side, always a big smile on her face. Life was so uncomplicated. I'll never forget how happy she looked and how she encouraged me when I preached, just like some of you don't. She encouraged me when I preached. Always smiling, always looking up like that, and always shaking her head. A college student. No problems. She hadn't gotten down yet. She married a fine man. He's now a deacon. But the day came. They had a child. The child wasn't normal. The child's now 8, 9, 10 years old, I guess. The child does not live at home. He has to live outside the home usually. Precious child. Then the day came when she began to have blurred vision. They took Mrs. Terrebonne to the hospital and checked her, and she had a brain tumor. They operated on the brain tumor, but there was something so close up there that it affected her. But she's normal mentally, but she'll never be normal physically again. Life seemed so uncomplicated when she used to sit down here. I say to every one of you high schoolers this morning, the day is going to come and you're going to need this sermon. The day is going to come and you're going to need what I've said today. Store it away in the pantry of your spiritual kitchen and keep it there. Micah said, I shall fall. Maybe I don't know now how I shall fall. Will I make a stupid mistake and blunder? Will I suddenly be tempted by the evil one and go into sin? Will my wife forsake me? Will my children, when my children become ill? Will my children break my heart? Will I lose my dear loved one? I don't know, but I shall fall. I shall be down. It's a part of life. It's as much a part of life as being up. I shall be down. When I get down, I'm going to look. And I'm going to wait. And I'm going to bear. And glory to God, I'm going to rise. You go home today and write your problem of a heartache down on a piece of paper. And you look it square in the eyeball and you say, let me tell you something. You got me down. And I may be down for a while and you may hold me down for a while, but I'll guarantee you, I'll be up when you're still down. Two or three reasons. Those that are pulling for you, make them happy. Make them proud of you. Those that are pulling against them, let your enemy say, oh, brother, what am I going to do? I'll tell you what you're going to do. A real child of God who walks with God, he may get down, but he will not stop. stay down. So let Mr. Micah teach you. Cancel your appointment with a psychologist, fortune teller. Put the money in your bank account instead of theirs. And do what Micah said. I will look. I will wait. I will bear. And I don't know when, but someday I'll rise. Would you bow your heads, please?